Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Preach that spirit out of the house of God.
Jesus. Amen.
I care about souls, but if it's one soul that has a Jezebel spirit and is disrupting the entire body, I would rather see that one soul go than to lose the rest of the flock.
Amen.
See, me and Apostle April, we don't tolerate Jezebel. We have torn it out real quick because I this is my baby. I'm not going to let nothing hurt my baby.
Amen.
This ministry, I'm not going to let, now I'm telling you, if you got that spirit, you need to ask God to help deliver you, because we will call it out. We will preach against it and teach against it in love, but at the same time, we have to warn and let the rest of the body of Christ know, because I'm not going to allow one bad apple to ruin the bunch. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
So one thing you got to understand, another thing you got to understand is Jezebel, she disguises herself as a servant of the Most High God.
Amen.
She claims to be of God. She disguises herself. I want y'all to write this down. Jezebel, this is very important. Jezebel disguises herself. What does the Bible say? The Bible said she calls herself a what? A prophetess. She calls herself a what? A prophetess. Go back to Revelation 2:20. Go back to Revelation 2:20. It says, but I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a what? A prophetess. She calls herself a prophetess. Many people calling themselves a prophet, and they speaking against leadership. They call themselves a prophet, and they tear their own pastor down. That ain't Bible. They call themselves a prophet, and they saying they can teach or lead better than you can, better than the pastor can, who better than your pastor that you sat under for 15 years. The same pastor that paid your rent when your rent money was low. The same pastor that was there for you when your son, he was facing death row in prison. The same pastor that came to the hospital when you had slept with that man and the doctor said you caught AIDS, this is the same pastor that demon which you met yesterday, and now she has convinced you to turn against godly leadership. It's something wrong with that picture, y'all.
Amen.
It's something wrong with that picture. This ain't no prophetess. I know a lot of people that's calling themselves prophetess, but they witches. This is a witch. This is a witch, and her name is Jezebel. She calls herself a prophet of God. You can call yourself something all you want, but that don't mean you the real deal. She disguises herself. She disguises herself. She looks like she is holy. She sounds like she is holy. Don't you know Satan is the mastery of disguises? The Bible says, beware, because he comes as what? An angel of light. He disguises himself to look like something that he's not. She, Jezebel, looks, take all of this down, people of God. She looks like she's holy. She sounds like she's holy. And she even prophesies like she is of God.
Yeah.
I know psychics that can prophesy into your life, but a psychic can't change things in the spirit like a real prophet of God can do.
Woo, teacher.
Yeah.
She even smells good to the natural flesh of man. That old Jezebel coming up in the church. What a Lord, let me slow down. Coming up in the church with her breast hanging all out in the pastor and the preacher face. Coming up in the church with a spandex on. What are you wearing that in the church for? You ain't going to work out. What you got spandex on for in the church? See all your body parts bulging out and all that nastiness. It even talks about in the Bible, I didn't go into detail of the background of it, but it talks about in the Bible how Jezebel, she comes, her background is she worshiped idols. Her family worshiped idols. Her father and them worshiped idols. Mm-hmm. And in the temple that where they worship, in the temple where they worship, they worship statues. These statues had these statues that they call gods. They worship, and these statues had enhanced breasts, enhanced penises, enhanced buttocks, derrieres. Their penises was extra large, and their breasts was extra large in the temple where Jezebel worshiped. And the reason that they were extra large and protruded is because they wanted to keep the focus on the sexual organs and not the focus on God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I want you to write that down.
Amen.
So when this Jezebel comes, or even this Jezebel man walking with his chest all out, 6'5", looking dark, tall and handsome, looking at a pretty young thing like yourself, with his deep baritone voice and his chest hanging out. Actually, I had a friend, and I'm not going to say his name, but I love this man of God. But he was a very handsome man, and all the women just fell out after him. I'm going to use a different name just for the sake of privacy. Brother Tyrone. All the women love, actually, Minister Tyrone. All the women love Minister Tyrone. He used to come in, his muscles was bulging out. He used to have his chest hanging out. He used to say, he'll say something stupid. He'll say, you know what? That fly look goofy on the wall. And all the women just start laughing. He was seducing. He had a spirit that was seducing. It brings forth seduction. What does it say in Revelations? In Revelation, what did it say? 2:20. It says, it's teaching and seducing my servants.
Yes.
Seducing.
Yes.
He coming in with his chest hanging out, all tight shirts on and stuff. And I mean, you got a body, you know, it's okay that you work hard for your body. But it's one thing to try to seduce the women of God. And also, some of them try to seduce the men. Men try to seduce men. Coming in the house of God. Coming in the house of God. Hey, man of God, you got something on your face right here. Let me brush that off. Man, I love your haircut. You, this is another man talking to another man. Who was your barber? Man, maybe here go my car. Maybe we can get together sometime and talk about, you know, haircut barbershops and stuff like that. Man, I would like to kick it with you, man. All the time, that's a seducing spirit. He want to get with you.
Wow. Amen. Jesus.
Amen. I'm not, y'all know, me and my wife not the most, we're not religious at all. We have to be. We're not religious pastors. We teach kingdom. Understand that. Me and my wife, we'll cut on some jazz music. We'll cut on some nice 70 music, and we'll dance, and we'll have fun like that. So we do that.
Amen.
Don't get me wrong. Right. But I understand. But I still have standards. And I understand it's certain things that you just should not do.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
If some woman come in with her breast hanging out all out in the church, I'm going to call somebody, a member, a woman. First of all, I'm going to call my wife. If my wife's not around, I'm going to call another woman and be like, hey, come right here. I want you to be a witness while I'm talking to her.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not going to allow that spirit to set me up.
Mm-hmm.
Jezebel, as I said, Jezebel comes to divide marriages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she even smells good to the natural flesh. Putting on all that good smell, that good perfume, and trying to seduce the servants of God. You better get out of here. I cast that devil out in Jesus' name. People of God, stop tolerating this evil spirit. Stop allowing her into our churches, causing division. Stop allowing her into our homes, causing confusion. Stop allowing. I've counseled some couples with Jezebel and crept in, and the husband and wife is arguing, and all the time she just back there laughing and giggling. And then after the wife done beat the husband down, then Jezebel right there to say, "Come here, you okay?" and rub his head. She's coming for your man.
She's coming for your man.
She's coming for your husband. Woman of God, you better learn how to cast that devil out. And I'm not talking about get all ghetto, because the best of us can get hood and ghetto. I'm talking about learn how to get on your knees.
Yes, sir.
Learn how to get on your knees and cast that witch out. We got to stop allowing this evil spirit. We got to stop allowing this evil spirit into our churches, into our homes, into our marriages, causing divorces. We got to stop allowing the spirit into our businesses, causing takeover. She's a witch. I want you to repeat after me, people of God. Say, Jezebel is a witch. Jezebel uses camouflage. She uses camouflage. Write that down. Write that down. She uses camouflage. The devil says, if I can't beat them, then I will join them. The devil said, if I can't beat them, then I will join them. The devil has crept into the body of Christ. He's camouflaged. He's saying what he told Eve in the beginning. It's okay if you do a little bit of this. It's okay if you do a little bit of that. You shall surely not die.
Amen.
It's okay. Your eyes gonna be open and you're gonna be like God. It's okay if you sleep with that man. It's okay if you flirt with that man. Flirting ain't good. For the saints, it ain't good. Flirting with that, me and my wife consider flirting cheating. We don't flirt with other people.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
Flirting is cheating.
Amen.
You might as well open your legs from here to Africa and let them dive on in if you're flirting, because it's cheating.
Amen.
It's cheating.
Amen.
Repeat after me. Say, flirting is cheating.
Flirting is cheating.
Yes, it is.
My God. Jezebel uses camouflage. The devil says, if I can't beat them, then I'm going to join them. This is why I oftentimes tell people, don't get caught up in the gifts of the Spirit. We ought to desire. Paul says, desire the most earnest, the most powerful, the greatest gifts. Yes, but don't get caught up in the gifts. But I want you guys to know that we should get caught. We should get caught up in the fruit. Get caught up in the fruit. Because Jesus said, Jesus was giving us key factors on how to identify certain devils. He said what? He said, you know them by their fruit.
Amen.
You don't get caught up. You get caught up in, my God, that man can worship. My God, that man studies the word of God. This is what you get caught up in. My God, that woman of God walks holy. My God, people look at my wife and they look at my wife, and I'm not getting off in the dress codes and stuff, because we're not into all of that. But I just want to point this out. I'm not religious, but I want to point this out. People look at my wife when she's out and about, and look at her when she's in the church and when she's preaching. They say, my God, she dressed holy. She dressed holy. She ain't got a press all just out there anywhere and waving around, slapping people on the face. She dressed holy, and I'm not saying you got to dress like a nun. But women of God, you know when you dressing to seduce a man.
Amen.
You know when you dressing to get some attention so somebody can look at a certain part of your body. You know.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
God is holding us accountable for these things. So don't get caught up in the gifts. Get caught up in the fruit.
Amen.
I want you to repeat after me. Say, don't get caught up in the gifts.
Get caught up in the fruit.
Hallelujah.
Man.
Glory to God. I'm trying to close out. I'm going to get ready to shut it down. I got more stuff to talk about. I'm actually going to close, and I'm going to close out, and I'm going to continue. I'm going to mark this right here in my notes, and I'm going to continue for... I'm getting ready to close out. I want you guys to know that Jezebel is a real demonic fallen angel, a real spirit that comes to kill the body of Christ.
Yes.
Jezebel comes to destroy us.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
And at this time, if we was in the church house, I would have the musicians play and say, come up to the altar, because I want to pray for some of y'all so that you won't have this spirit in your life. I want to pray for some of y'all so that you can be delivered from this spirit. I can't do that over the phone line, but I am going to speak a prayer over you guys. I really want you guys to understand, if you love your church, you won't tolerate this demon. If you love your church, you won't tolerate this spirit. Jezebel, she comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see no. Me and my wife, me and Pastor Greg got pastors under us. I don't want to see their church closed down. I pray for them fervently. I don't want to see their churches closed. I don't want to see the man and woman split, marriages split. I don't want to see none of that. I don't want that old spirit to creep in. That spirit crept in the KCI a few times. We casted it out and we battled up that spirit because they allowed that spirit to creep in. This is one of the main reasons why people are falling from the church and churches are splitting is because of this witchcraft spirit, this spirit called Jezebel. I want y'all here at KCI to know this spirit when it creeps in to battle in the spirit against it. Don't allow it. Don't tolerate against it.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.